The United Nations Security Council today continues debate on the best course of action for returning UN weapons inspectors to Iraq. Yesterday, the United States came under criticism for its policy toward Iraq. The five permanent members of the council are divided over the prospect of military action. President Bush says the U.S. remains determined to disarm the Iraqi regime. He spoke yesterday after signing a congressional resolution giving him authority to wage war against Iraq.
I hope the use of force will not become necessary. Yet confronting the threat posed by Iraq is necessary by whatever means that requires. Either the Iraqi regime will give up its weapons of mass destruction, or for the sake of peace, the United States will lead a global coalition to disarm that regime.
President Bush speaking at the White House yesterday. Analysts, experts, and public officials have weighed in on what, if any, action the U.S. should take against Iraq if it fails to comply with U.N. weapons inspections. Former President Gerald Ford hasn't said much concerning the developing showdown with Iraq. Past presidents, no matter which political party, seldom criticize an incumbent's foreign policy. NPR's Renee Montagne interviewed former President Ford at his home in Rancho Mirage, California.
Gerald Ford is mostly linked in the public mind with President Richard Nixon. In fact, he bequeathed to both Bush administrations two of their most important players. Vice President Dick Cheney was Ford's White House chief of staff, and Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld held that same job in the Ford administration. And Ford's national security advisor was Brent Scowcroft. Mr. Scowcroft has recently been in the news for his very public stand against military action in Iraq. With members of his old team now on opposite sides of the debate on Iraq, I asked President Ford what he thinks should be done.
I think the president at this moment is taking the right approach. He says we want peace first. We want answers to what Saddam Hussein has done in the way of military development. And if he cooperates with us, there will be peace. But if Saddam Hussein rejects reasonable and responsible requests for what to do about weapons, then the White House has no choice but to take strong affirmative action.
Ask about the administration's insistence that it is highly unlikely Saddam Hussein will ever cooperate.
I'm not going to speculate on that. I'm saying the president has put the ball in Saddam Hussein's court and said, if you cooperate with the inspectors, there will be peace. If you reject reasonable, responsible requests for action in checking the military capabilities, if you reject that, then there's no choice but for the United States to take firm action.
And unilateral action?
In working through the United Nations and the Congress, the last step, if there's a rejection, is military action. If they cooperate, it's peace. The answer is that simple.
Former President Gerald Ford at his home in Rancho Mirage, California. I'm Renee Montagne, NPR News.